Speaker Mike Johnson backs Ukraine aid, just without tying it to Israel aid. By Sean Moran on November 1, 2023. Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, told Senate Republicans on Wednesday that he would back a package providing aid to Ukraine as long as it was not tied to Israel aid. Johnson's position contrasts that of Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, and Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, who want Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan aid tied to border security funding. The speaker said he would back Ukraine aid, even if it pales in comparison to the Biden administration's request for $60 billion in Ukraine aid. So far, the United States has provided more than $113 billion in aid to Ukraine to assist in its protracted conflict with nuclear-armed Russia. Senator John Cornyn, RTX, said Johnson stated that border security and Ukraine aid are inextricably intertwined. Senator Roger Marshall, RKS, said that if the various aid packages and border security were part of one spending package, his caucus would revolt, and it would probably be the end of the speakership. He said over and over, "Listen, for me it's just numbers. I cannot do them together," Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, said of Johnson's remarks. Johnson's proposal for Israel aid would send $14 billion to the country while offsetting it by cutting IRS funding, a move which would receive staunch opposition from Democrats. He's clearly gathering support within his caucus on the House side in order to get things through. And if he gets something through that doesn't mesh with what the Senate wants, it's because he can't get it through. We have to be very aware that he has his finger on the pulse of his caucus, Senator Cynthia Lummis, RY, said. Johnson's remarks follow as many Senate Republicans increasingly fret about the prospects of getting aid for Ukraine. Many Senate Republicans reportedly believe the November 17 spending deadline could be their last chance to pass a significant package to Ukraine. "We've got 3 weeks to get this done. If we don't, we're telling Russia they can go have Ukraine," one Senate Republican told Punch Bowl News. Senator Rand Paul, RKY, has said that McConnell, who is vehemently in support of Ukrainian aid, is out of touch with the Republican Party base. Republican support for Ukraine aid is dropping. Johnson had received an F from Republicans for his position on Ukraine, a rating backed by arch neoconservative Bill Kristol. However, his pro-Ukraine aid comments after becoming speaker have given some conservatives pause. To his great credit, the new speaker has been a stalwart on the Ukraine issue, voting consistently against an endless conflict with no plan from the Biden administration, Sen. J.D. Vance, RO, said. It's concerning to see him change his tune so quickly after being elevated to this role. Vance later praised Johnson's leadership for moving to split Israel and Ukraine aid. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.